This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Idalia has ramped up to a hurricane, and it's on its way to Florida's Gulf Coast. Expected to be a Category 3 hurricane with winds of up to 120 miles per hour. Governor Ron DeSantis has a warning for residents.
This thing comes in at Category 3. It's going to knock over trees. It's going to knock over power lines. It's going to cause an interruption in service. So just be prepared for that. Obviously, we understand how important that is by staging as many people as we do. I have no doubt those folks will get to work immediately once the storm has passed.
The storm center is forecast to reach the Gulf Coast of Florida within the hurricane warning area on Wednesday. Florida residents have been loading up on sandbags and evacuating homes in low-lying areas along the Gulf Coast. Police are searching for a motive after a gunman killed a faculty member at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The AP's Donna Warder.
The shooting happened Monday afternoon at a science building and prompted an hours-long lockdown. UNC Police Chief Brian James.
UNC police were able to identify a suspect, and after a search of the surrounding area, this suspect was taken into custody at 2:31 p.m.
The lockdown was lifted about 2 hours later. Police have not identified the suspect or the faculty member killed, and it's not clear if the two knew each other. Police are also still looking for the gun. I'm Donna Warder.
Today, a dentist accused of killing his wife by lacing her protein shakes with poison is set to enter a plea in a Colorado court to a first-degree murder charge. President Biden will host Costa Rica's president following an agreement between the two nations on possible legal pathways for migrants. Russian President Putin is not planning to attend the funeral of mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin, says the Kremlin. This is AP News. Now to Britain and the travel troubles they've been having. They say it wasn't a cyber attack. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is in London with the latest on this story.
The British government says a cyber attack was not the cause of this week's breakdown at the National Air Traffic Control System Centre. Transport Secretary Mark Harper says the problem, which has seen hundreds of flights delayed and cancelled, was caused by a technical fault at flight control operator National Air Traffic Services. The company adds the outage has hit its ability to process flight plans automatically. Plans had then to be inputted manually, a much slower process. The problem hit on a late summer holiday Monday. That's one of the busiest days of the year for air travel. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Dow gained 213 points yesterday. The S&P was up 27. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.